Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No.
No. I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
How you pronounce your name, sweetheart?
It's Shanna J. Shanna. I am 37 years old.
37, what you do for a living?
I am I work in management at HOA management company for HOA.
Oh, so you're a manager?
Yes.
Manager. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
A Leo. You have any kids?
I do not.
No kids. You ever been married?
No, I haven't.
I've been dating since I'm 16. Where is he?
There's one place I could begin, but that's kind of too obvious. Let's start with the leopard print head wrap. Something about leopard print always just rubbed me the wrong way. I feel like high quality humans don't wear leopard print. You know another thing that rubbed me the wrong way? Grown ass adults with braces. I don't know why. You know, it doesn't make you a bad person, but it just make my antennas go up.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Next, let's talk about the fact that she's 37, no kids, never married. So this is a woman who either hasn't prioritized a serious relationship or just been getting pumped and dumped in the process of trying to prioritize a serious relationship.
Both.
Both?
Both!
I mean, she can't say she was focusing on career. She's a manager at a HOA, whatever. That's not exactly a career. It's just a job. So what has she been doing for at least 20 years?
Next question, please.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Honestly, I've been out here and it's hard. So I am looking for just an honest, genuine, nice guy that has a good personality, that likes to laugh. I like to go outside. And what I mean by that is I like to go to amusement parks. I like to go bowling. I love stuff like that. I like to talk. I'm a talker. I communicate. So I'm just looking for somebody that can meet me there. And then we can go from there.
Okay.
It sounds like she's about to cry. So there's probably some mental or emotional issues here. Or she has been run through the ringer bad in the dating market. And that's not going to be good for you as a man coming into this. We haven't even got into anything deep for her to get emotional about. Kendra just asked, what kind of man are you looking for? And that triggered her.
That's crazy.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
If somebody just asking you what kind of man you looking for trigger you to start damn near crying, you're not mentally and emotionally ready for a relationship. Go get some therapy and then come back. Lose some weight, go get some therapy, get rid of the leopard print, and then come back.
What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers is not being able to communicate because I do like to talk things out. I understand that at times guys might need a moment, but I need you to come back and tell me, hey, what's going on? Why are we upset today? Why are we mad? I don't like a dismissive type of guy that doesn't know how to communicate. That's my biggest thing. Honesty. I don't like a liar. Tell me the truth. I know sometimes the truth hurts, but tell me the truth. I would rather you do that than me actually find out something's going on later or you didn't lie, because that's only going to make the situation worse.
These women go through the same things with guys. Why is that? Because all these women are going after the guy that essentially is either out of their league or just flat out toxic.
I'm a boss. I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss. I feel like a boss. I taste like a boss. Nigga, Max Biggavale. Fuck out of here, man.
And when a man is out of your league, then he's not going to treat you very good. Or when a man is just a flat-out toxic human being, obviously he's not going to treat you that good. But those are the men that all these women want. They all want the guy who's making it clear he's not going to be a good, wholesome, long-term type of guy that treats her great. These guys make that clear from the jump.
I run shit. You just live it.
And they keep going after the same guy, even after having these bad experiences since 15 years old. but they will still go after this type of guy 20 years later. They should know this guy like the back of their hand by now. But here's the thing. I was thinking about this earlier. Women would rather be by themselves than not get a tall, handsome, charismatic dude.
What? Oh no!
If they can't get a dude who's fine, then they'd rather just be by themselves. So they're going to keep hitting the wall with these guys that are bad over and over again until they just get too damaged, just too bitter, and they finally just give up.
You know me. You know me. You know I like to play the field. That's what I do.
But you said you were going to be different. You said you were going to change this time.
In time, but not now. Like, not now.
I can wait.
But dating a nice guy on their level is not an option in their mind. Just be very clear about that. They would rather keep getting played by the guys that make their coup de cat a purr than ever give the guy on their level who's a good guy, who's making it clear he's going to treat her right, a chance.
So, I mean, if we can do that, we can go.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
No. Height requirement is not a big deal. I am 5'9". And I used to be like, I wanted somebody that was obviously taller than me because I'm a tall girl. But I feel like at this point in my life, it's more to height. That is not the only thing. So if someone is 5'8", 5'9", that's shorter than me, I'm completely fine with that. Of course I would like a 6-foot man and taller.
But did I just tell you, motherfucker, why are they stupid?
Of course I would like a 6-foot man and taller. But I'm not necessarily picky. Well, now I'm babbling because I'm nervous. So,
okay.
What else? What did you ask me, Kendra?
Don't be nervous. You're doing good. Take a breath. I said, look a certain way. Should he make a certain amount of money?
No, I think budgeting is a big thing. So if you're making $50,000 and you're budgeting, you're paying your bills, that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. I'm not a dead set on income. I just want you to have a job. Preferably something that is long-term. A lot of women say, you know, I don't want a man that's working in a warehouse. I don't mind if you work in a warehouse. The thing is, I don't want you to be job hopping.
That's too damn bad!
If you're job hopping and can't secure a job and work a job for years, or you don't have your own business, then we got problems. But that's not a requirement to me either.
What do you guys think the problem has been for her, other than the fact that she's big? But honestly, it's plenty of dudes who would date a big chick. So I don't even think that's the main problem. I mean, it's not helping, but I don't think it's the main problem.
Shit.
This woman currently have a man trying to holler at her on a regular basis, whether in the inbox or real life, that she know would never lie, never cheat, probably never raise his voice at her. And she's repulsed by the thought of being with him.
You remember that, motherfucker?
I would love someone to take me out, but I'm not against the 50-50. I'm not against going Dutch on the first date. I would prefer a man.
No.
Hold on.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Kendra, don't give her advice, Kendra. This is a big woman who's desperate at 37. Yes, she got to go Dutch on the first date. You just said in another episode, you know, everybody ain't getting a provider. Yes, this woman is one of those women who isn't getting a provider. At 37, never had kids, never married. She big. She had to come on the Kendra G show. Kendra, you gonna mess up her blessing by telling her not to go Dutch on the first date.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Okay, let's hear this terrible advice you're about to give her. Because if she could have got a dude who was willing to pay for a first date, she would have been running into them dudes already, Kendra. You ever think of that, Kendra? She's been dating for 20 years. Don't be mad because she got common sense, Kendra, and you don't. If something haven't been working for 20 years, maybe it's time to make a change.
First date, okay. Now here's the deal. You got to let him go for his budget. But right. No, first date, you should not go Dutch. But okay. Here's the deal. But if his budget is breakfast, you know, let's say breakfast is $50, then that's what it is, right? But no, right. Ladies, I believe a man should still pay to take you out, right? At least the first date. But if it's, like I said, but you got to go according to his budget. So absolutely. If he can afford to take you to a $1,000 restaurant, so be it.
Listen to Auntie on this one. I would not steer you wrong.
Nobody's taking this woman on a $1,000 date. Stop, like, setting her expectations up wrong. Don't even mention anything about a $1,000 date. That shows where a woman's mind state is. You could just tell by where her mind is based on the examples she give, the hypotheticals she give. It shouldn't even be about any money being spent, Kendra. This is why women are supposed to get coupled with their lifelong partner really from 14 to 22, max. That's max. Because from 14 to 22, most young ladies aren't tripping about how much did he spend on the first date. By the time a woman has to consider how much money a man's spending on her, then she's probably cooked and, you know, not relationship material by that point anyway. How about just going out and looking for genuine love? How about go feed the birds and see if you connect?
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Because here's the thing. When you really like a motherfucker, you willing to go do something for free with him. Point blank, period.
His budget is $60, so be it, right? Absolutely. But no, you should not on the first date.
That's where I messed up at. It's because I think...
No, I mean, but again, don't make it so... I think what's happening, and I was talking about this on the Tamron Hall Show when it got so misconstrued. Some women are very expensive, right? So some men just can't afford that. Like, I just can't... afford, like, some men just can't afford a $300 meal from the first day. Some men can't. It's all good.
Every woman who feel like certain guys can't afford me is a piece of and not worth dating. How about that? A bitch is just a bitch. One isn't more expensive than the other. If anything, her being a wonderful human being is what make her worth more, not her being a baddie. So if there is a woman out there that's worth a $1,000 date, it's the woman who would never accept a $1,000 date. How about that?
Wow. The land of make-believe.
If a man asks you to go half, like, oh, I'm about to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, call your Uber, and leave his ass.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid.
She went so deep, she went past hell.
Well, I guess this is
she went past Satan, saying, like, where are you going? You're home now.
Of course you would say that, Kendra. How have your dating methods been working out for you? Pushing 50 can't keep a man to save your life. You had to freeze your eggs. They're probably not going to get thawed in time for them to actually work. Why should any woman take dating advice from you? Love to talk this, I'm a boss bitch shit, but then refuse to pay for a first date. I'm strong, I'm independent, I'm just as capable. Well, be just as capable when the bill comes. Because Kendra would be the first one talking that strong, effinous, independent, I got my own bag shit, but still want to keep traditional values when it comes to men paying for shit. Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that you don't need a man or you can't get a man to put up with your ass?
Go to the bathroom, call your Uber, and leave his ass.
I agree.
Period.
Period.
Someone said, keep them single, Kendra. How can a man, again, this is not keeping a man... Some of you men, let me tell you something. Women have become more masculine and men have become more feminine. Like, this is ridiculous. If I literally just said, if your budget's $50, so if you're a guy, and this is a breakfast date, so man, here's so men, if you don't know this, a first date could be breakfast. Let me take you out for breakfast. Breakfast is pretty cheap. If you can't afford to take a woman out for breakfast, then you just should not date right now as a man. I was trying to tell the ladies, don't focus on the money, focus on the character. They said, fuck you, Kendra, where the cash at? Where the cash at? So fellas, I'm sorry. I tried, rob a bank. That's the only way you get a woman. You should take yourself off the dating market. You should want to get yourself together. If you don't got $60 to have a conversation with a woman. If you can't do that, you just shouldn't date right now. And as a man, you actually shouldn't even want to date. You actually, in your soul as a man, should not want to date if you can't spend $60 to go have a conversation and get to know somebody better.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga slap fire out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe the same should go for women. Broke bitches shouldn't date either. How about this? If a bitch can't afford to pay half of $60 to go have a conversation and get to know a man, she just shouldn't date and should take herself off the dating block. Because men are the prize. We got to protect and provide, so we're the prize. I'm not paying $60 to have some dry ass conversation with a bitch who's probably a ignoramus and probably full of herself. It's not going to be a likable conversation. $60 for a conversation with a woman who can't even keep her weight in check. Come on. Where are the expectations for the women? We know what the traditional male expectations are. What about what a woman has to come to the table with or she shouldn't date? You ain't going to talk on that, are you, Kendra?
Of course not.
Someone said, I'm saying more women are becoming masculine as a good thing. No, women, I'm not saying whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying some of you men are bitch asses. Let me just break it down. Y'all sassy. Y'all want to argue in the comment section. I don't know you type of men, to be quite honest.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
But guess what? The men who aren't bitch asses don't want to date you. The men you know who aren't bitch asses would never fuck with you. Can you touch on that, Kendra?
I don't know men who want to argue with women all damn day. That's some sassy shit, whether you know it or not, fellas. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all, and really, y'all keep talking. If you keep saying, oh, she's too masculine, what it means is you too feminine. Because ain't no masculine man. He just keeping it moving. He ain't arguing with nobody masculine. If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me.
Huh? This is the topic of your conversation?
What kind of shit is that?
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad.
Stop it. Get some help.
When you said that, I was kind of tripping, right?
What the hell is the world coming to?
What the hell are you talking about?
Skip it, say what?
Come again, say what?
Hey, who the fuck you think you saw? Who the fuck you think I am, you fucking dumb boy? Do you want to go to war? We'll take you to war.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Hey, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.